This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you that God knows the second your heart changes. Sometimes I can be hard on myself when I believe I've fallen short. It's the classic case of knowing better, yet still feeling as though I'm not doing better. And this is something I especially thought about while I was reading Rahab's story. And I was comforted by her story because I realized just how much God knows our heart, and He also knows the second it changes. Rahab was a prostitute who lived in Jericho. And before Joshua ultimately conquered Jericho, he sent two spies in advance, and Rahab allowed the spies to hide in her house. While the spies were there, she talked to them about their God, saying she had heard all about their God of both heaven and earth. She talked with them so passionately that it was almost as if she wanted their God to become her God as well. A month later, Joshua returned to conquer the entire town of Jericho, but in all of the chaos, Rahab and her family were spared. Hearing this inspired me because not only did God know Rahab's heart, but He knew the second her heart switched to desiring Him more than her lifestyle. So let us be inspired that we serve a God who is intimately aware of our hearts, and He knows the second it changes. And as you reflect on that, remember these words: You know when I sit down, when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. Psalm 139:2. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, He knows your heart.